Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you a little bit about why you may struggle to feel safe. And this can be, you know, something that you may not consciously recognize as feeling safe, but just feel peaceful, calm, regulated, feel like you can really sit still without feeling a sense of restlessness and a slight anxiety or panic. And if you're somebody who's struggling with these things, there may be a hidden reason as to why you can't just feel safe in your own skin, your own body, these sorts of things. So I'm going to go through a series of reasons and keep the hidden one that people often overlook as sort of like the best for last. So the first thing that I really want you to recognize is that when you're in a situation where you're feeling really unsafe, it's usually because of a history of trauma. And sometimes we think of trauma as these really like overt, extreme situations, like being in a severe earthquake or a natural disaster or a bad accident. But trauma is a lot more complex and can be much more nuanced than that. So it's not just these severe overt traumas that can cause a person to feel unsafe. It can be complex forms of trauma in childhood. It can be seeing a lot of chaos in your home in a variety of different forms. It can be having to move around a lot. It's anything that robs you of a natural and innate sense of security in your childhood upbringing and programming. And so, and by the way, we can also develop a sense of unsafety later on in life after going through a really turbulent relationship or some sort of extreme chaos or change that's constant in our adult lives because we have neuroplasticity and things are always changing. What I want you to realize is that if you feel unsafe, it's not because you're always going to feel this way or this is your natural set point. You have adopted or acquired different subconscious programs that are making you feel this way. And there are ways to deprogram these things or reprogram them by creating new neural networks, new neural pathways, and getting rid of these old ones by making them obsolete, by no longer feeding into them. And neural pathways will essentially atrophy over time, sort of like muscles. So what you'll see here is one of the first things you want to do is you want to work on reprogramming the core beliefs related to a lack of safety. And these major ones are number one, I am unsafe. It's extremely important to reprogram. And we do this by targeting the beliefs and our unsafe thoughts throughout the day. So all or nothing thinking patterns, catastrophizing, really thinking of all these worst case scenarios and just being aware of these things. And reprogramming, what we're essentially doing is finding opposing evidence and using repetition, emotion, and imagery to feed, using our conscious mind to feed to our subconscious mind that speaks through repetition, emotion, and imagery to feed in like all these ways that we are safe and to help ourselves see the safety that we do have in our lives in small forms repetitively. So by doing that, we start to sort of rewire some of these belief patterns. Other big belief patterns that can be related to a lack of safety are I am helpless, I am powerless, I am trapped, I will be abandoned. Because abandonment in our childhood is very much linked to survival, right? We need to, our species relies on our caregivers to grow and to survive for quite some time. So all of these beliefs can really create like a lack of safety in our lives or feeling safe and feeling peaceful and calm and like grounded. And by doing the work to reprogram these beliefs, we can actually gather a whole bunch of relief from doing this. The next step you can take is you can actually look at how to create more safety. Safety is also a need. It doesn't just have roots in a limiting program that says I am unsafe or I am helpless, but safety is actually a need that we have. And we can relate it at a deeper level to a sense of certainty, a sense of security. We can even derive our needs for safety through things like order, structure, clarity, consistency, transparency or context for things. So you can look at all those words because they all have sort of a different application, you know, order, structure, consistency, consistency, safety. So we can have like physical safety, like put locks on your doors, try to be in a safe neighborhood, have safe people around, put an alarm system on your house. But then we have things like consistency, like asking for consistency and stability from relationships or friendships around us, from our workplace, perhaps, you know. So you can look at the seven areas of life and see how you can gather more of those different words that may apply there. Okay. So whether it be consistency, safety, anything, but you can look in career, financial, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical relationships. So for example, what I mean is you can take the word consistency and you can say, well, if consistency is really important to me in order to feel safe, I can look at where I can ask for more consistency in my romantic relationships. I can look at where I can find more consistency in my financial area of life through a budget or through having more consistent bills and a relationship to money in my life, having a consistent structure around when I spend money, you know, so you can find these things in all these different areas. And by doing this, this enables you to really pack your life with as many things related to safety at the subconscious level as possible. So again, then you could use the word order, and it's like, how can I have more order in my career, with finances, in my relationships? Maybe we schedule dates out, you know, maybe I have scheduled time that I see friends or have calls that we do together. So you go through these major words and these themes related to safety, and you go through all the major areas of life and see how you can derive as many of these things as possible. And then last but not least, our hidden one is nervous system regulation work. And often if we come from an environment that has a lot of turbulence in whatever form that may take, what can happen is we can get really kind of locked into having a comfort zone around being in sympathetic nervous system mode, basically being in a constant state of like upregulation, even at a low level. And by constant, I don't necessarily mean like actually 24/7, but I just mean like the vast majority of our day. Or for lengthier periods during the day than maybe somebody who's fully securely attached and didn't go through as much turbulence in their past. And so what essentially happens is if you're thinking that you're in sympathetic nervous system mode, you'll see that you're often in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And you'll see that these tend to be very common ways that you see and interact with the world around you. And so what we want to be able to do is get into rest and digest mode, parasympathetic nervous system mode. And this happens by actually regulating our nervous system, practicing, doing things like meditation, grounding activities, deep breathing, things on a regular basis, and using repetition of these things to anchor us into a new way of being in our world, a new way of being in our body, a new way of feeling like we can actually recognize when we're getting dysregulated and bring ourselves back to a regulated state. And by doing like a morning and evening routine around nervous system regulation work, this enables you to pattern in during the times that you're most suggestible, which is early in the morning and late at night, pattern in to your subconscious mind and even the deeper layers towards unconscious, the fact that you can get regulated. You're safe to exist. You're safe to be regulated. And by practicing the state, we create a new subconscious comfort zone that's more connected to parasympathetic nervous system mode. And this can be massive. If we are feeling like we're doing reprogramming work and we're not feeling safer, if we feel like we are then trying to pack our lives in all of the seven areas with things related to safety, certainty, order, structure, consistency, transparency, all these different things. And we're still seeing, you know what, we're not quite there yet. Then probably your big missing piece is nervous system regulation. I have a really in-depth course all about this that you can access. It's only about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours in length, with a workbook, with exercises, notes. So you can check it out if this is a place that you see yourself needing to improve. And it can be very powerful for like re-regulating and getting used to all these different things. So if you are looking to really do a deep dive in all three areas, do the belief reprogramming, the advanced core wounds course to target those core wounds first. Then do the needs course to jam pack your life with those needs I mentioned. And there will be guidance and there's all that structure in there. And then do the nervous system regulation course. And you will see major transformation and feel safe and calm and at peace by doing so by the end of targeting those major areas. So I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are running a 7-day free trial to everything at the Personal Development School. This means all of the courses, literally every single one, combined with the 4 live weekly webinars that I host with all of our students. You can come in, you can leave your camera on, you can ask questions, you can turn your camera off and just do audio, or you can type your questions in the chat. and we get this live interaction for any relationship or any questions whatsoever that you have. And we also have daily community events that are hosted by trained facilitators, coaches, and we have them so that you can set up communication practice and you can work through communication scripts. There's so many different features of PDS, and I would love for you to come in, try it out, check it out, see if it's for you, dive into some of the courses. You can download and print off the workbooks, and I would love to see you on the other side.